This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Congress has overridden President Donald Trump's veto of a defense policy bill. It's a first by lawmakers since Mr. Trump took office nearly 4 years ago. In an extraordinary New Year's Day session, the Republican-controlled Senate easily turned aside the veto. Lawmakers dismissed Mr. Trump's objections to the $740 billion bill, handing the president a stinging rebuke just weeks before the end of his 4 years as president. President Trump rejected the defense measure last week, saying it had failed to limit social media companies he claimed were biased against him during his failed re-election campaign. Mr. Trump also opposed language that allows for the renaming of military bases that honor Confederate leaders. A senior diplomat from China says China's relationship with the United States has reached a new crossroads. That comment was made by Foreign Minister Wang Yi. It was published in Chinese media on Saturday. Relations between the world's two biggest economies have come under increasing strain amid a series of disputes over trade, human rights, and the origins of COVID-19. In its latest move, the United States blacklisted dozens of Chinese companies that it said had ties to the military. Wang told state media that recent U.S. policies toward China had harmed the interest of both countries, but he said there is now an opportunity for the two sides to begin a new round of dialogue. The election of Joe Biden as U.S. president has been widely expected to improve relations between Washington and Beijing after 4 years of escalating tensions under the administration of Donald Trump. But President-elect Biden has continued to criticize China for its, quote, abuses on trade and other issues. VOA News. Kazakhstan has abolished the death penalty, making permanent a nearly two-decade freeze on capital punishment in the authoritarian Central Asian country. The news came in a notice on the presidential website Saturday. Executions were paused in Kazakhstan in 2003, but courts have continued to sentence convicts to death in exceptional circumstances. Police in Salem, Oregon, used flashbangs to separate opposing groups of protesters Friday afternoon. Authorities had declared an unlawful assembly, and Salem Police Lieutenant Debbie Aguilar said several arrests had been made. An exact figure wasn't immediately available. The local newspaper reported that a rally against COVID-19 mandates put on by Oregon Women for Trump took place at the state capitol. And a few hundred people marched through the rain to the governor's residence. While a group of right-wing protesters were returning around 4 p.m. to the Capitol, they encountered a group of counter-protesters. Officers from Oregon State Police and the Salem Police Department intervened before the two sides could clash. Iran has told the United Nations and United Nations nuclear watchdog that it plans to enrich uranium to 20% purity. That's a level it achieved before the 2015 accord. The move is the latest of several recent announcements by Iran to the International Atomic Energy Agency that it plans to further breach the deal, which it started violating in 2019, in retaliation for Washington's withdrawal from the agreement and the reimposition of U.S. sanctions against Tehran. This step was one of many mentioned in a law passed by Iran's parliament last month in response to the killing of the country's top nuclear scientist, which Tehran has blamed on Israel. In Thailand, Bangkok nightlife will go quiet as a ban on bars, nightclubs, and restaurant alcohol sales goes into effect today, among a raft of restrictions aimed at curbing the kingdom's rising coronavirus toll. Thailand initially appeared to have escaped the worst of the virus. It registered just under 4,000 total cases in November, despite being the second country to detect an infection in January. But an outbreak last month at a massive seafood market has spiraled into a resurgence, with infections now detected in 53 of the kingdom's 73 provinces. By Saturday, the caseload had jumped to over 7,300. More than 2,600 active cases have been recorded in Bangkok, where that partial lockdown goes into effect on Saturday. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.